Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Slow to take offense. That's one of the statements in the last part of the fifth paragraph of the church covenant that all church members, at least the churches that have this covenant, have committed themselves to. We further engage to be slow to take offense. Now, as we started talking about this yesterday, we reminded ourselves that it is because we are all sinners that we create offenses. Because we are sinners, every one of us, all have sinned. I surely don't need to extend that and convince you of that. We are all sinners, fallen sons of Adam, and many of our sins are sins against other people. Oftentimes, without at first even realizing it. Sometimes, of course, we do. Sometimes, we know ahead of time that we're going to sin against somebody else. Shame on us. Sometimes the Holy Spirit shows it to us immediately. We are immediately made aware, once we have said something, done something that we shouldn't have done, that I have sinned against another person, and we need to deal with it right then. Sometimes, however, we offend other people and are not aware of it. Sometimes not for weeks or months or years. And part of the problem is because we are very slow to use the rules of our Savior to secure reconciliation. You see, this statement goes on. Not only be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it. That is reconciliation without delay. And it is because we are not mindful of the rules of our Savior or are not willing sometimes to follow the rules of our Savior that sometimes we fester and harbor resentments from offenses that other people have caused in our life that they're not even aware of and we haven't made them aware. Somebody's dropped a pebble in our shoe and we aren't willing to say, dear friend, dear brother, dear sister, did you know that you did this? Now, I'm dealing with it before the Lord, and I'm already moving ahead to the remedy, the last part, but I'll say a word or two and then back to this slow to take offense part. But we need to make people aware of it and follow the rules of our Savior. But it is because we sin against one another. And yet the Bible tells us that we need one another. God has created the body of Christ so that all the members have a function and relate to one another and need one another. And therefore, if these offenses which are created between church members are not dealt with, we are by default assigning the body of Christ to a very poor level of function. When it is our responsibility as members of the church to try to bring it up to the highest possible function. We realize, of course, that every relationship is a potential pitfall. Every relationship carries with it the possibility for emotional hurt. That's why some people don't seem to be emotionally capable of entering into any kind of a romantic relationship. Some people will never get married, or having had difficulty in the marriage relationship that has been sadly broken will just be content to remain alone for the rest of their lives because it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk of getting hurt that badly again. But the problem is that we aren't allowing these broken relationships to help us grow in understanding and maturity. We're not welcoming the guidance of God's Word and His Spirit to further our sanctification, which is what such broken relationships ought to do. When we get pebbles in our shoes, we need to follow biblical instructions to take them out, not stop wearing shoes. I'll never wear shoes again. That was so painful. That's the wrong solution. And even though every relationship is a potential pitfall, we need to remember that every relationship is also a potential blessing, both as to the furtherance of our sanctification, as well as in personal help and encouragement for the advancement of the kingdom of Christ. And so we need to be careful that we don't develop these chip-on-the-shoulder attitudes toward one another, this kind of suspicion, always. Some people just always act and react from a basis of suspicion and negativism because that's what they've developed over a period of time. That's why we need to ask God to help us to believe the best, not the worst, about our brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Peter 4:8, above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. What does that mean? Think about it. 1 Corinthians 13:7 tells us that love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. What does that mean, that love believeth all things? Does that mean love is gullible? No, but love makes a concerted effort to believe the best, not the worst, to put things in the best possible light, not the worst possible light, to give people the benefit of the doubt whenever possible, not to give people the benefit of the doubt when evidence indicates the opposite. That's the wrong attitude. And when the evidence indicates the opposite, then you deal with that in a biblical way, not in a carnal way. But until that is so, you believe the best. You believe all things. And so if we're going to be slow to take offense, we're going to have to identify and remove from our lives those sinful attitudes and actions which can lead to unnecessary offense. We need to be certain that we are not creating offenses toward others necessarily. And if everybody's working on that, there'll be fewer offenses to deal with. And we need to be careful that we are not quick to take offense, but rather slow to take offense. Not quick to be offended, not easily offended, but slow to take offense, slow to be offended. Of course, that means we'll have to deal with critical spirits. Get rid of that. We'll have to deal with the gossiping, rumors and slanders that so often divide the body of Christ and create great damage. We need to deal with the persecution complex that some people have. Poor little old me. Everybody's out to get me. We have to learn to deal with those grudges that some people just love to nurse. Some people want to take offense. They revel in taking offense. They enjoy taking offense. But that's wrong, contrary to the Word of God. We've got to learn to communicate better. A lot of offenses are created because of poor communication. People just don't learn how to communicate. As a pastor of many years, I have come to the conclusion that most marriage problems are really communication problems. Now, most people will not agree to that, at least not initially. They're convinced that the problem is this, the problem is that, he did this, she did that, this is the problem, he won't stop this, she won't stop that. But the problem really goes back earlier than that and shows a weakness and a failure in the right kind of communication, which could have could have averted all of these problems that arise so easily later. And so this is also true not only in marriage, but in our other relationships, in the family and in the body of Christ. But to be slow to take offense, we've got to curb the tendency that some people have to be busybodies, always poking their nose into other people's business. Learn to mind your own business. Take care of yourself. Be a keeper at home, not wandering from house to house, being an idle gossip and poking your nose in everybody else's business, which is the way that Titus put it in Titus chapter 2, or Paul put it to Titus in Titus chapter 2. We have to resist the tendency to be men pleasers. The Bible talks about that, to live for the approval of men. Now, we need to be sensitive to others and not be oblivious to others and like a bull in a china shop going around offending people and I don't care. That's the other danger. But some people are so bound up in what others think that they are oblivious to the most important question, what does God think? In fact, this whole thing of living for the approval of men is really a self-centered, self-loving attitude. We're so concerned that someone else might not think of us the way that we would like to be thought of, that controls our lives. And in a sort of a strange way, that ends up creating all kinds of offenses, because we fail to live according to Bible rules. We fail to please the Lord. We fail to deal with things in a proper way, because we are so afraid that we might offend someone, we end up offending people in bigger ways, in greater ways, because of our failure to live as we ought to live and to deal with things biblically. We let things go. We let things pile up, and then they become bigger problems. And, of course, at the root of so much of this is pride. In fact, I'd say at the root of all of it is pride. We all have pride. We have to deal with our pride. We have to recognize our pride and the different manifestations of our pride. And when we are easily offended, it is because we have too much pride. If we weren't so prideful, we wouldn't get offended so easily. But we have these grandiose ideas about ourselves and how other people ought to relate to us and ought to speak to us and ought to treat us and ought to defer to us. And when it doesn't happen that way, our prideful carnality marches off in a huff and we have taken offense, and these are pebbles in our shoes that irritate us mightily. Above all things, have fervent charity, that is love, among yourselves. Fervent love. For love shall cover the multitude of sins. These are the instructions of our Lord. And this promise that we make, as stated in the church covenant, is right on target with biblical teaching. We further engage to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation, and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. Those are our instructions, and that's what we must learn to do, and may God help us to do it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.